Distorted View Daily proudly presents a dramatic reading of a sexual fantasy from an online message board.
Be taking a shower. Wash ass with shower head. Little spray of hot water shoots up my hole. Feels good, man. Do it some more. Couple of wet farty bubbles squeak out. Get hard. Push shower head up my ass and spray boiling water on prostate. Balls starting to twitch. Suddenly, I'm ejaculating semen and diarrhea. Boiling diarrhea shooting from my mouth and nose. Bathroom flooded with septic, half-digested food and semen. Sister comes in, starts writhing on the floor, massaging semen mix into her vagina. Don't you ever knock? She starts giving birth to puppies. Every puppy has my face.
Now is the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yeah.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am just flexible!
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hole and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn pot pocket between her damn feet.
Oh, yes! Yes! Energy! Hey, Frank's Dimension with you. Back... That's how I get you pumped up. I don't really... It's not what I say. It's how I say it, you see. I want to take a power nap! Doesn't that just get you energized? I have stage 4 cancer! Yeah! All right. Timothy, stage 4 cancer Henson. No, I don't have stage 4 cancer. I don't even know how many stages there are. And why do we make cancer sound like it's a video game? I'm on stage 4, because at the end of the game, no one's a winner. The chemo did nothing. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be such a downer, but we all know chemo is a scam. It's a sham. It's a scam and a sham. And it's some heavy-duty flim-flam. That's what I call the hospital. It's a flim-flammery. It's all a bunch of lies. I don't trust doctors at all. Number one reason, I don't trust anyone in a position of authority that dresses so sloppily. Scrubs, really? If I'm going to have someone operate on me, it's an event. A dress up. Three-piece suit. Come on. Dress to impress, you know? I would feel much better if it seemed like you actually wanted to be there. You're practically in pajamas, for Christ's sakes. Listen, I'm getting off topic here. My point is, chemo does nothing. We all know the only cure for cancer is Christ.
I'm telling you, I was in this meeting one time in Montreal, and the power of God showed up, and this woman had cancer. And I went up to the woman, and I laid hands on her, and I said, "You spirit of cancer, come out of the woman." The woman fell on the ground, and she started coughing immediately. She's just coughing and coughing and coughing. I get down on the ground.
By the way, you know what televangelists wear? Three-piece suits. And they don't ask for your insurance card before they start healing you.
And I start hitting her in the stomach. The Lord said, punch her, button. So I'm sitting there, and I'm pounding her in the stomach like this. Her daughter grabs my hand. No! Pulls my hand away. And I said, "Get out of my way. I know what I'm doing, you know?" And I start pounding her on the stomach. She goes, "No!" and grabs her. She's worried I'm hurting her mother. I'm like, "Oh, don't worry. I've done this a million times. It's a demonic spirit." And right when I said that, her mom puked up, wiped Pepto-Bismol, came out of her mouth like a fountain, and she puked up onto the carpet the cancer.
Wow, we are learning so much on Distorted View Daily already. We're only, 4 minutes into the program. Did you know cancer is a milky white cream full of demonic evil? The more you know, right? WebMD that. Speaking of doctors, I found a crazy video on YouTube that I want to share with you. You know, if you are ever hard up for porn, maybe you're behind a firewall, maybe you're at a Panera, and they block all the adult websites, including Distorted View, by the way. I don't know why Distorted View is considered an adult website. There's no fucking porn on my site. There's no boobs, no pussies, nothing. No dicks, even. Believe me, I tried to fit in a few, but aesthetically, it just did not work. Dicks just don't go with anything. Except black. Black dicks go with everything, of course. Unfortunately, they just take up too much screen real estate. They're huge. All right. So, yeah, if you are hard up for porn, try YouTube. There, it's there if you look. You can find some pussies and some cocks. I don't know if you're going to want to jerk off to it. This video is entitled Embarrassing Body Smegma. I'm interested. It's only 40 seconds in length. Apparently, it's from a BBC documentary. Surprise, surprise. This is the type of shit that should be airing on TLC instead of fucking midgets and Mormons who have 20 children and shit like that. All right, here we go. I don't know if they're Mormon. What are the Duggars? I'm not sure. I could definitely see them being a member of the family, that crazy cult where you're supposed to pretend you're having sex with Jesus when you're in the bed. Fuck, and you have to say love words. Fuck me, Jesus. Fill me with your holy seed. All right, so I've got a video here. It's called Embarrassing Body Smegma. It's from a BBC documentary, I guess. Listen closely because the audio is kind of low. In like 2 seconds, you'll understand why I want to play this video, even though it's more visual in nature. If you really want to see something wonderful, I'll tweet this link out.
Anderson decided in Sam's case, full circumcision is the best option.
Apparently, this guy had a penis that didn't pull back all the way, like the foreskin was closing in or something. Or he's just, just suffers from poor hygiene. I don't know.
In Sam's case, full circumcision is the best option.
I did say when I was examining Sam before that I thought there's some smegma because he's unable to clean very well, so let's just see if I was right.
Yeah, he has a hunch here. When I pull back this foreskin, there's going to be a blooming onion full of fucking cheese.
So it's very tight, yeah. And there you can see. Look at that. Oh. That is why he needs a circumcision.
Very cheesy. I've never seen so much smegma, and it's a tiny penis.
It's been impossible for Sam to wash away this.
Oh, it's not even. It's like, it's old cheese. It's aged cheese. You know, like, I've seen little bits of smegma, you know, doing distorted view. I've seen a lot of things, and I've seen dicks with, like, a lot of cheese on it, but it's always white. The smegma is white. This is so old, it's become a cheddar. You know what I mean? It's very yellow.
But once the foreskin is gone, he'll be able to keep up a normal hygiene routine. After
you gotta keep up with it, though, dude.
Operating theater. Sam's
even if you have, you know, a circumcised penis, it's still good to wash that thing.
Skin has been removed.
It doesn't take that long.
Mr. Anderson is happy with the results.
I think you're getting an extremely good cosmetic result.
Really? The thing looks mangled. I don't think that dude's going to be happy with his penis when he wakes up. All right, moving on. Now, speaking of embarrassing bodies, I have found a new prolapse video. Yes! Monster asshole in ass lips. That's the title of this video. Here we go. By the way, if you don't know what a prolapse is, it's basically when your asshole is turned inside out. So there's like this big red mound sticking out of your asshole. It's basically your insides turned out. It's like a red sock.
Yeah, look at that fucking asshole hanging out of you. Oh, fuck yeah. Fucking got me hanging out. Fuck yeah. Oh, fucking amazing.
He's like rubbing, he's using his hands to stroke the giant laps. Oh,
fucking love it. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a guy. Two guys. Guys prolapsed ass.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I don't think beautiful is the word I would use. They're on a boat, by the way. That's why you hear all that sloshing around.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Fuck yeah. Oh, fucking beautiful. Beautiful fucking asshole meat. Look at that. Fucking meatloaf hanging out of you. Oh,
asshole meat.
Fuck, fucking human meatloaf. Oh, yeah. Beautiful fucking guts in my hand.
Ah.
Yeah, look at that.
There are so many ways he's describing this thing that is grossing me out. He called it meatloaf. What was the last one?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful fucking guts in my hand.
Guts in my hand.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking swollen meat. Oh, fuck yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
By the way, if you're new to Distorted View Daily, welcome. I should have warned you what the program was about. I guess it's better. It's better to say, wait, it's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission, right? That applied in this case? I don't know. At any rate, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Is he pushing it back in it? Oh.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Squeezing that prolapse out again.
Yeah. Push that fucking monster asshole out. Oh, fuck yeah. In the fucking monster rose, yeah.
So every time he shits, it must come out, because he is exerting very little effort to get that prolapse to come out.
Oh, fuck yeah. Big red slimy meat. Fucking human meat.
By the way, if you want to see what a torn up asshole looks like, go to XTube and search for the user Kirk J. If you're familiar with the term goatsy, that's the guy. That's the goatsy guy, right? And he has an account on XTube. He's just got he's been working very hard to blow open his asshole. And, you know, he takes giant dildos. He fists himself. He can spread his, like, use his hands and spread his asshole open so you can see right into the evil inside of him, the pink evil. But because of this, his asshole, like, his ass is messed up. Like, if you just look at his ass, without him even spreading it, you can see his hole, right? And there's, like, folds of skin now, because it, not only is his asshole loose, all around his asshole, that skin is loose. And so, like, there's flaps and shit. And he can just easily, he can just really take two fingers and just open up his asshole with that, with no effort at all. It's amazing. I've been trying to get an interview with this guy for years. And surprise, surprise, he doesn't want anything to do with DV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking beautiful fucking human meatloaf.
Stop saying that.
Fucking big old slimy asshole. Beautiful.
That's a new one.
Red fucking raw hamburger meat. Oh. Yeah, look at that. The fucking size of that. Oh, fuck yeah, hanging out of your fucking body.
Oh, see how these all written down? Meatloaf, hamburger meat.
Look at that. Look at how fucking fat that fucking butt is. Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah,
you get the idea.
That's fucking beautiful meat. Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't know if there's any more worth listening to. It goes on for a couple more minutes.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking amazing. Yeah. Big fucking red slimy meat. And your fucking guts hanging out of your body. That's beautiful. Look at that. Oh, big slimy fucking rose.
You know, when your guts are hanging out of your body, I don't think you should be touching it and
fucking
stuff.
Rosebud in the world right here.
You know what I mean? And it be exposed to air, and they're out on the sea. Like, a seagull could take a shit, and it could land on him or something.
That.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There's a lot of bacteria, and you can get some sort of infection or something. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me, that's all. All right, there you go. Prolapsed ass. I'm sorry. Hamburger meat. Meatloaf. I have lots of gross stuff to share with you today for some reason. Usually, like, I'll play, like, one porn clip and that'll be it. But today, it's one thing after another. Smegma, prolapsed ass, and now a selection from the hit website scatporntube.net. Yeah, there really is a scatporntube.net. They've got a bunch of free videos. Now, the problem I'm finding with scat is that none of them are in English. It's all German or Russian. I find it troubling that that's my problem with scat. Not the content itself, but the language. All right, so here we go. I don't know what language this is, but it starts with a guy pissing in a broad's mouth. Sounds like she's enjoying it. This young babe is a real toilet slut. Many guys use her nice mouth as a toilet, and this lucky man is happy that it's his turn. All right, so he's, you know, he pisses in her mouth, and then he steps on over, squats over her face, doesn't even really give her a chance to, you know, take a breath, and then he shits. Here comes some peanut butter. Yeah, it's sexy. To be fair, it's quite a mouthful. You would gag too. All right, and then he spreads it all over her face and makes her suck his dick. Oh no, he's kissing her. No! I didn't think he would want to get any of his shit on himself. I thought he was just trying to feed it to her. Shit is so disgusting because when you start eating it, it's going to get on your teeth and you can't get it off. I've read a lot about scat, and the thing with poop is, you know, it's all undigestible stuff. So it's going to be very sticky. And you're going to have trouble swallowing it. And then, you know, it gets all over your teeth. They're French kissing, so it's in, you know, both of their toothers. Now what does he do? Oh, he's going to make her suck his dick some more. Her whole face is covered in brown. So is his dick. Gross. Get brown. You gonna get brown? That's my favorite scat video, is when the couple talks about getting brown.
Mm.
And the best part is, it's in English.
Isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do, honey? You gonna get brown?
I'm gonna get brown.
You gonna get brown?
I'm gonna get brown for you, baby.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's gonna get nice and brown. Look at that. Look what we're gonna get brown.
Here. Okay. Enough.
Oh, yeah.
All right, enough scat. Let's just get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? If you like the program, support it. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year, which equals out to like $5-something a month. For that small price, which is less than a fucking value meal, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. We've done like 2,000 episodes at this point. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows. I do something called DVDA, which is an after show. It's video. And the archives are exclusively available on the Sideshow. This week is a little bit different. I'm not going to be doing a DVDA on Monday or Wednesday. I will be back on Friday to do DVDA, but not at 3 p.m. A lot of you guys wanted a later show, so we're going to do it at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. this Friday, the Distorted View Daily After Show will wrap up the week right. You can catch it live on Ustream. Again, archives are exclusively available on the Sideshow. Throughout this week, I will be posting other videos on the Sideshow feed. Remember, before I started doing DVDA, I would do short clips where I would record part of the podcast, or video record it, or I'd record stuff that I couldn't show on the podcast itself because the clip that I wanted to show was a little more visual in nature, you see? So there's going to be some video clips from the show posted on the Sideshow this week. So be on the lookout for that. Of course, tomorrow we'll have an extended program. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know, the Olympics are going on right now in the UK, over there in London, right? So you'd think there would be lots of news to cover, but apparently not. Here's what's going on in England right now. Pretty Abby Stroud can't find a boyfriend because she's ashamed of eating only fries and cheese. That's right, she eats like chili cheese fries. Sans the chili, I guess. The 18-year-old has panic attacks at the thought of munching fruit and vegetables. Abby says she has never found love because she's embarrassed about her bizarre condition called selective eating disorder. Or SED. Oh, it's very SED. She scoffs three blocks of mature cheddar and three bags of chips, or, you know, French fries, a week. New foods terrify her, and the sight of a banana being peeled makes her gag. probably because she's shoving it down her throat. She peels it with her teeth as it's sliding down her gullet. She can eat white bread, but only one particular brand. And it's, you know, cheesy flavored bread, probably. The A-level student from Newport, South Wales said, "I hate it. I never go for dinner with friends." What restaurant does not serve fries? When people ask me to try something different, I feel sick and dizzy. A teacher tried to get me to eat a chicken nugget, and I burst into tears. Maury used to do these shows all the time. Remember the girl who was afraid of pickles? Then there was a girl who was afraid of chicken, and a girl who was afraid of mustard. I'm sorry, mustard.
You're not going to believe this. Louise is petrified of mustard. Down.
Look at it! Look at
That's
it!
That's just a picture!
Look at it! It's disgusting!
I gotta talk to you about this.
Are you nuts?
All right, take it off the screen, please. There's nothing on the screen. I gotta talk to you about this. Now, I wanna tell you something. This is impossible. Nobody is scared of something like ketchup. Are you scared of ketchup?
I love ketchup.
You love ketchup? Tell everybody what you used to do for a job.
I worked at Burger King.
Burger King? You worked at Burger King?
This sounds good. I don't go near it. You want mustard too bad.
You know, the reason why these episodes of Maury were so great, it's not so much, you know, what the people are afraid of. It's that Maury was such a fucking dick about it. You know, the woman comes on, she's afraid of mustard. What's the first thing that happens? A giant, you know, mustard man comes out. Or they display mustard on the screen or something. They made some girl go to a pickle factory. And, you know, just to get them screaming and, you know, they run through the audience and stuff. Oh, it's fantastic. Maury, bring those shows back. I don't care about, you know, the Who the Daddy shows are. I'm more interested in, you know, people who are afraid of marshmallows. That's a ratings bonanza right there. That's for sweeps. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Connecticut. An East Hampton man who allegedly said he would blow up a neighborhood with nuclear bombs pleaded guilty to possession of marijuana Friday. Ralph Stone, 55, was sentenced to a one-year suspended sentence and 18 months probation. Conditions of his probation include not possessing any weapons, specifically nuclear, to submit to any psychological testing ordered by the Office of Adult Probation, and if any medication is ordered, that he takes it. Stone said in court that he regularly sees a psychiatrist who has never prescribed him medication. According to one police report, officers from the East Hamptons Police Department were dispatched to Stone's home on Barbara Avenue on September 25th, 2011, for reports that he was yelling threats out of his window. A neighbor told police Stone was yelling that he has nuclear bombs and weaponry and he will kill everyone. Really, the neighbors believe that an unemployed stoner has access to nuclear missiles and stuff. He's probably like a pizza delivery guy or something. Where is he going to get the money to buy a warhead? Listen, I understand wanting to blow up your neighbors. I'm the first. Look, I'll admit it. I don't like people. Most people annoy the hell out of me. And if I had access to a nuclear weapon, I would probably use it. This is why assault weapon, like assault rifles and shit like that, should be outlawed. Because we make it too easy to for people to get these guns, and of course they're going to use it. I would use some if there wasn't that fucking 7-day wait period. All right, where are we at here? Police heard screams from Stone's house and loud sounds coming from a stereo, and Stone at first told police to go away, and then he opened the door. Police saw a rifle in the front closet, a far cry from, you know, a bomb, and asked Stone about the threats he was yelling. Stone reportedly admitted to the threats and told police he could get yellow cake uranium from the Koreans, but that he didn't have any at the moment. He admitted to having weapons in his home, which police seized for safety reasons. A rifle, two pellet guns, and an air rifle were seized from two different closets. When police went to search an upstairs closet, officers found 21 planting pots, 17 of which had growing marijuana plants. The leaves were tested and came back as positive for marijuana. Police said Stone was not compliant with his prescribed medications, causing him to be mentally unstable. He was deemed to be a danger to himself and others. An emergency medical examination request was completed, and Stone was taken to Middlesex Hospital. Stone was originally charged with first-degree threatening, ting, possession of drug paraphernalia, ting, ting, cultivation of marijuana, oh, just use the proper dings, please, cultivation of marijuana, possession of marijuana with an intent to sell, and possession of less than 4 ounces of marijuana. Those charges were nulled by the state attorney's office. I don't know what that word means. Not N-U-L-L. I know what null means, but I don't know what N-O-L-L-E-D means. Siri? Siri, let me see if Siri will help me. I'm sure she's not working. She's never working. Siri, what's the definition of nulled?
This might answer your question.
No, a negative. Oh, fuck you, Siri. She's fucking useless, this iPhone. All right, I'll look it up later. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, a couple things real quick. Gotta say thanks to everyone who has contacted me, telling me to check my post office box because I'm getting birthday presents. Yes, my birthday is on Wednesday, I think, and that's very exciting. If you don't know what to get me, just sign up for the sideshow or PayPal me money. Show at distortedview.com. Come on. Speaking of which, I gotta say thanks to a couple people who have canceled their membership and signed up for the new memberships. You don't have to do that, but you know, if you can afford it, thank you. That means a lot to me. All right, let's do a couple voicemails now.
Yeah, Tim, Freakalicious here.
Hi, Freakalicious.
Proud Sideshow member. I was looking at my Italian language dictionary, and I think chorizo is slang for blue balls.
Oh.
Sort of makes sense. All right, later.
Now, someone explain to me why I said that word. I don't remember. Was it in a news story or a video I was playing? This is why I tell you guys this all the time. I have a bad memory. You can't just say, oh, you know. You have to explain yourself, because I don't remember why that word is important.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas.
Hi, Matthew.
Thursday show, and you were talking about adopting the fat man's money scheme idea, that basically when you're in need, just threaten to retire until you get donations.
It sounds like a viable business plan.
And I think you actually could do that to a certain extent, because you've got people who are paying at different levels. You have monthly payers, and you've got yearly payers.
But, and a few, and some lifetime.
But you could actually set up a couple of different monetized tiers that were on a donation-based schedule. Like, I don't do the yearly subscription, and I've been listening to you for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
I do the monthly because I want to give you more money.
I appreciate that. But, you know, the thing is, I need all, you know, because... You know, $6.99 a month is great. You know, over the year, it's a lot. But when you know, $6.99 is not a lot alone. So I need the yearly ones too to supplement the little. You know what I mean? So they're both very important.
So maybe you could set up something where if you get donations that are $2,500 or $3,000 a month, then
Jesus Christ, how much do you think I'm making?
You know,
I would love that much a month.
Oh, you do a week of sideshow shows.
Yeah, I could do that. We could do like a monthly donation drive. Although that sounds kind of pathetic, doesn't it? Where if we meet a goal, we'll call them challenges, monthly challenges. And then if I reach that goal, I'll do like, you know, 2 weekend shows or, you know, I don't know. That's a possibility. Thank you for that suggestion. You know, I must say, this month kind of sucked. This was probably the lowest month for sideshow payments since I started. Well, not the first month, because the first month was November of 2006, and it was like half a month or something, but it was pretty awful. I'm hoping it was just a fluke.
Hey, Tim.
I think there was like just about this. Like, I think the problem was there wasn't a lot of yearly memberships this month or lifetimes.
I was at the other day, and I saw
Stop calling in. I don't
hey,
want
to. Tim, the other day I was.
No, I know who that is. Same guy.
Hey, Tim, this is Sal from Brooklyn. I'm listening to the 718 show, and you're trying to figure out what that girl is saying.
saying, where's my potato?
I'm going to get 30,000 calls now. I've been getting them for the past week or two. I was playing a Jan Terry song. She recently came into some money trouble. I think we've raised about $400 for her. And But one of the videos that was posted was, a more recent music video where she sings a Christmas song. Couldn't understand what the fuck she was saying. Yes, caller. Someone's car radio is on. Okay, let's just move on.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow member Solid.
Hi, Solid.
I was watching the
Solid as a Rock.
You posted the one before last, the one that you posted. It was kind of catching up, you know.
Yeah.
So, everything's terrible. Women learning how to use guns.
Yeah.
You didn't know who that guy was. You called him Dabney Coleman. No, sir. No, sir. If somebody hadn't told you this already, look, the man was on a hit show.
Major Dad?
Simon and Simon back in the day.
Simon and
they
Simon.
They used to show that right after Magnum PI.
Oh.
And, the fucker's name's Gerald McRaney.
Okay.
Right?
And he was Major Dad, though, right?
And
I was right. I just had the wrong name.
Delta Burke. Yes. Delta Burke.
Ooh.
Yeah, you get where I'm
So that's what he's into.
Going with this.
Interesting.
Yeah, he likes the big ladies. Yeah, he likes the big whales. That's okay, but, you know. I kind of sort of like them women, too. I like it with a meat on their bones, you know?
Yeah.
More pushed back, you know? It's all about physics.
All
about physics.
Well, this call was about the actor from Major Dad, but apparently we're getting into his preferences in ladies.
You got bone grinding up against bone. That's no fun.
Yeah, you get bruised like that.
But I just wanted to let you know.
There's some padding there, you know.
That was Mr. Gerald
not as
McRaney.
Dangerous.
Otherwise known as Mr. Delta Burke, Major Dad.
Right.
Or what the fuck is his name?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. We get it.
Hey, Jim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Oh, poor Fred Willard. I really like him.
Oh, don't feel bad for him. This is probably the best thing to happen to his career. You know what I mean? Now he seems hip and with it. He's jerking off in adult bookstores and stuff. He's cool.
Show on, I think it's like ABC or something. Trust us with your life.
Yeah, I just read about that. I watched a clip. It's like an improvisational comedy show, kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Whose Line Is It Anyway? If you remember that old program, but it's not as good. It features a lot of the same people, I think.
Kind of like a Whose Line Is It Anyway type of thing, with a lot of the same people from Whose Line Is It Anyway.
I just said that, Tone Deaf Sean.
It's pretty funny. You should check it out. But I think getting arrested for jerking off in an X-rated theater. It's like getting arrested for buying groceries in a grocery store.
I know. That's what you're supposed to do.
What else do you expect people to do?
Like, if you're in a booth, I swear, when I went with Joey, I told this story before. There's booths where you can watch these things, and it's just the floor is just full of cum. What are you supposed to do when you're watching a porno video in an adult store? Of course you're supposed to whip your dick out and start pulling it. That's what it's for. Otherwise, why go? Just, stay in. That is like going to the movies. Sure, you can watch a movie at your house on DVD, but there's a whole, allure to getting out of the house, going someplace, watching a movie, jerking off. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. No God.
Fucking meatloaf hanging out of you.
Spread the distortion. Very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. However you're listening to the show, find a way to rate us and review us. Don't forget, AdamandEve.com. Go there right now. It's America's adult superstore online with over 20,000 adult products. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. You'll automatically get 50% off just about any item. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose, a mystery gift, and all of that with free shipping. Again, coupon code FREAK or DV at AdamandEve.com. Save 50% on just about any item. Add something to your cart. Use the coupon code. Boom. You'll automatically see your savings. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.